USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street stocks trading way higher this morning. Since the opening bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been up by over 500 points at times. Art Cashin is with UBS Financial Services, and he says it's largely because the Trump administration has announced it may delay some tariffs on Chinese goods.
From September into as late as December, that brought a lot of buying into the market.
Top congressional leaders from both parties looking for answers after convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein's apparent suicide. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Jerry Nadler and ranking Republican Doug Collins have sent a letter to the acting director of the Bureau of Prisons requesting answers to 23 questions about agency policy and protocol. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents...
Doug, is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't
consider. So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5. 5141 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A California Highway Patrol officer and a suspect are dead after gunfire erupts in Southern California yesterday. Two other officers wounded in that gun battle near the 215 freeway in Riverside, where the chief of police says...
It was a long and horrific gun battle.
The New York Police Hate Crimes Unit investigating a series of attacks on Jewish men in Brooklyn. Police say three teenage boys jumped and beat three Hasidic Jewish men within 40 minutes of each other on Sunday morning. President Trump's taking a break from his New Jersey vacation today to travel to Pennsylvania, where he'll speak about energy independence and American manufacturing. Just getting word that yet another New York City cop has killed himself. It's the eighth NYPD officer to commit suicide this year. This case, an off-duty cop who was a seven-year veteran, shot himself in the head this morning. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Investigators say they found that a friend of the Dayton mass shooting suspect purchased some of the accessories used in the mass shooting. Ethan Colley reportedly bought Connor Betts the body armor that Betts was wearing and the 100-round drum magazine that Betts used to kill nine people earlier this month. Colley didn't have knowledge of Betts' plans, though, according to authorities who are charging him for lying about drug use when he bought a gun for himself, but he's not been charged in connection with the Dayton shootings. Amazon wants to open a brick-and-mortar liquor store in San Francisco and offer home liquor deliveries. The company applying for a license to operate a 200-square-foot store in the city's Dog Patch neighborhood. The physical store would only be open from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m., but it would serve as a base for its Prime Now delivery service, which would operate until midnight. Amazon already offers alcohol delivery, along with groceries and other items, as part of its Prime Now two-hour service in Chicago, Dallas, L.A., New York, and some other cities. And more than 400 Elvis Presley items, from jewelry to clothing to signed contracts, are going up for auction today at Graceland as part of Elvis Week, which coincides with the anniversary of the King's death on August 16, 1977. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.